Nothing will make you pray like a problem. See, nothing will make you pray like when you hear the boss say, we're shutting down the plant. Nothing will make you pray like the doctor says it's malignant and there's nothing else that we can do.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor at Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us. We're in a series of messages called the ABCs of Prayer, and if you've missed any of the messages in the series, you can always come to our website and catch up. It's treasuretruthradio.org. That's treasuretruthradio.org. So, Pastor, we've been looking at praying with an attitude of gratitude, and I know that, as we just heard, for me personally, and I think for most Christians, we go to God in times of need easier than we do when life is going well. Like we just heard, when health is not going well, when work is not going well, it's easy to go to God at those times and say, I need your help. But how can we go to God with that attitude of gratitude when we're facing such overwhelming trials in our lives?
Well, one of the things that we have to remember, Steve, is this, that sometimes God allows those things to happen for that very purpose. Remember a few broadcasts ago, we were talking about the fact that prayer is communion with God?
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, what makes you pray more than tragedy? What makes you pray more than testing? There used to be a ride at Kennywood Park in Pittsburgh. That's where I'm from, Steve. It was called the Jackrabbit. Whenever I would go to the park with my girlfriend, who is now my wife, I would always ride that ride first. It was the scariest ride that we had in that park. And when we would get in that ride, my design was this. She's going to get close to me. She's going to hold me. She's going to want me to hold her. When I put my arms around her, she is going to love it because she's going to feel protected. So I rode that ride for the very purpose of drawing her close to me. Mm-hmm. And she'd get in and she'd scream, oh, oh, hold me, hold me, oh, scary, oh. And that set the tone for the rest of the park. She'd be close to me to the rest of the park, Steve.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, you know, when we're in the good times, you know, we don't think about having communion with God and praying. And so sometimes God has to allow us to go through some things because that will draw us closer to him and we'll depend upon him and we'll go to him. And all of us will have to admit that we do allow problems to push us into the presence of God more than prosperity.
I think you're right about that. Well, we're in Daniel chapter 2, so I hope you'll grab your Bible and join us there as we continue this message, Praying with an Attitude of Gratitude. Here's Pastor Ford.
Daniel chapter 2, beginning at verse 19. Daniel chapter 2, beginning at verse 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. You may be seated. The attitude of gratitude in prayer to God. Father, thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your grace. Help us to comprehend, apply your word for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm sure that no one is going to disagree with me when I reiterate the fact that the effectiveness of prayer is not determined by how long it is, but by how strong it is. not its precision, but its passion. Not the language, but its love. I just heard one of the best definitions I have ever heard for the fear of God. Go ahead, ask me, what is it? Glad you asked. It is love on its knees. Man, that's powerful stuff. Yes, love on its knees. And so the focus of prayer is not the mundane, but the miraculous. And it's based not on our greed, but on our need. So then, basically then, if we'll look at the essence of all true prayer, it's really not based on desire, but often it is couched in desperation. So it's not conversational. Sometimes it's crying out. Let me just see if I can bottom line it. Prayer is 411 and 911. So you dial 411 for information. You dial 911 in case of an emergency. And prayer that is 411 and 911, we've turned it, some of us, into a 900 number. And so the longest prayer in the Bible is in Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 38. I told you on last week, I read it. It took me approximately 7 minutes to read the longest prayer in the Bible. So then, it's not how long it is, it's what? How strong it is. So we're not praying to impress. Most of the time, if we're honest, we're praying under duress. And so prayer should be cautious and not cavalier, so that when we're taught to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So then, I had a friend when I first got saved, and I said, I'm going to pray. And he wasn't a believer. I should have known he was going to set it up. He said, hey, let me do it. I said, you want to do it? Go ahead, you know. And he gave the old, good food, good meat, good Lord, let's eat. I said, boy, God gonna take you out for stuff like that. And so, you know, it just popped into my mind too. I might as well share it with you. He said, God's not gonna do nothing to me. If he's God, he'll take what I love the most. He had a vintage classic 1963 yellow convertible Lincoln Continental, and the brakes went out on one of the longest hills in our community and totaled that car. It's called importune praying. Now, there are at least 11 kinds of prayer. I don't have time to go over them, but you know them well. At least 11 different kinds of prayer in the Bible, and one of them is called importune praying. Importune praying is what we would call emergency praying. It's whenever you got the sirens on. It's whenever you need to get to God and you need to get to him in a hurry. So you do away with all of the preliminaries, with all of the hype and all of the theological jargon, and you just get right to the point. Lord, I need you. And so it's called importune praying. It's when you've got a calamity. It's when you've got a problem. It's when you need God in a hurry. And nothing will make you pray like a problem. See, nothing will make you pray like when you hear the boss say, we're shutting down the plant. Nothing will make you pray like the doctor says it's malignant and there's nothing else that we can do. Nothing will make you pray like a spouse who says, I want a divorce. Well, maybe that might be good news for some folk. Nothing will let you pray like a daughter that says, I'm pregnant. Nothing will make you pray like the police saying, we have your son at the precinct. Nothing will make you pray like a pink slip in your paycheck. Nothing will make you pray like a red slip in your bill statement. So it's kind of like Peter's prayer. Some of you were here when we studied that prayer. It was like Peter's prayer. It was an importune prayer. It says, and he cried out, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. And so it was an importune prayer. I gave you the elements. Let me just, everybody wasn't here. I said it was short, a noun, a verb, and a pronoun. It was a shout, because the word cry is bo'a'o. It means to cry out passionately. It was situational. He had a problem. He was sinking. It was submissive. The first word of the prayer was Lord. It was, and of course, nothing makes you call him Lord like a good problem that you can't overcome yourself.
Isn't that true? I think many of us would agree with that. Hey, you're listening to Treasure Truth with pastor and author James Ford Jr., a message entitled Praying with an Attitude of Gratitude, part of a much larger series all about the ABCs of prayer. And if you've missed any of the broadcasts in the series, you'll find them at our website. Just come to treasuretruthradio.org. Another way that you can catch up on Pastor Ford's teaching is to begin podcasting the program or to download the Moody Radio app. It's available for your iPhones, your iPads, or iPods, also your Android phones and tablets. It's free, and we've got a link to the app when you come to our website, treasuretruthradio.org. Back to the message, praying with an attitude of gratitude. Again, here's Pastor Ford.
It was serious, save. It was supplication, me. And it was sincere. You could put an exclamation point at the end of it. It reminds me of a story I heard about, and it's supposed to be true, Notre Dame was winning the game, and they were ahead by 6 points. And so the coach told the quarterback, listen, there are only 15 seconds left. Don't try anything. Kill that ball. Well, he saw his receiver in the clear. And he decided that this was supposed to be a true story. He decided, I'm going to pad this score a little bit. He threw the ball, underthrew it, and the fastest guy on the opposite team caught the ball and started heading down the other end of the field. And that quarterback caught the fastest man on the field. Afterward, they interviewed the coach, and they said, we don't understand this. That man is one of the fastest men in college football. But your man, your quarterback, caught him. He said, you got to understand something. See, the guy who caught the ball, he was running for a touchdown. My quarterback was running for his life. And so you can tell what's going on in a person's life by their prayers. Listen to their prayers. And you can tell most often than not the intensity of what's going on by listening to their prayers. Most of the time, if it's prim, if it's proper, if it's precise, and it lacks passion, hello. Because trouble will put you on your back or put you on your knees. Because trouble will put prayer on your lips or cuss words out of your mouth. Because trouble will make you blast everyone around you or make you bombard the throne of heaven. Because trouble will make you cry out in misery or make you cry out for mercy. Trouble will drive you out of your mind or it'll drive you to the feet of Jesus Christ. Now, you can look at Daniel's prayer and you can tell that Daniel's prayer was based on calamity that was impending. But it's as powerful a prayer of thanksgiving as it was a prayer of importunity. Did you understand what I'm saying? The intensity of his prayer when he prayed, help me out of this situation. It was very intense. Like you ain't never been in trouble. Like your prayer life ain't never changed and got real serious real quick. Like you ain't never said, Lord, if you get me out of this one, I will. You kept yours. You're doing good. And so this is what we see. Daniel's gratitude is as intense as the prayer that he prayed. Now, Daniel's grateful for the deliverance that God supplied. And the question on the floor is, as we continue in this passage, is your gratitude for God, to God for answering your importune prayer as great and as intense as was your importune prayer itself? Now, don't raise your hand. But if your answer was yes, then I have some questions. Let's walk through this text. If your answer is, oh yes, I had just as much gratitude for his answer to prayer, and I had just as much intensity thanking him as I did praising him. When I was asking him, oh God, you got to do this. And when I started praising him, I started saying, thank you, Lord, I praise your name. Thank you. Same intensity. If you said yes, then let me ask you a question. Then why hasn't it strengthened your worship life? Because it did for Daniel in verse 19. Let me ask you then, if you say yes, then why hasn't it strengthened your commitment to Jesus Christ? It did for Daniel in verse 20. If your answer is yes, then why hasn't it changed the way you view your problems and your circumstances? It did for Daniel in verse 21. If the answer is yes, then why hasn't it caused you to be a better student of God's word? It did for Daniel in verse 22. Then if you say yes, then why don't you break out into more spontaneous praise? It did for Daniel, verse 23. See, we got to be like Granny. Her church was very lively. And she couldn't make it anymore. And there was one right next door, but it's real what they call a silk stocking church. You know, silk stocking, highfalutin, high liturgy, prim, proper, precise, you know, and quiet. And Granny was used to a loud church. And so she went in and preacher preached. She opened up her Bible. She's the only one that had one. She said, He's preaching, and she couldn't even get with the message because it was like he opened the Bible, but he was exegeting the newspaper. And so she just started reading the Bible. She said, amen. Usher came and said, ma'am, don't do that in here. We don't do that. She said, but I'm reading my Bible. I can't help it. He said, you don't have to help it. You can't do that. She said, but I got something. And he said, well, lady, I don't know what you got, but you didn't get it here. Now, you got to be quiet. So she's still reading her Bible while he's exegeting the newspaper. And she hollers out, amen. And he comes back and he says, listen, lady, you can't have this spontaneous interruption of our service here. She said, but I'm reading the Bible. And everywhere I read about what Jesus has done, he died. Now, I just get so excited. I got to say, amen. He said, all right, I'll tell you what. Then give me your Bible. We're going to give you a geography book. So he gave her a geography book. And he turned around to walk away, and she's reading geography book. All of a sudden, she says, hallelujah! He turns around, he goes back, he says, what is wrong with you, lady? You're reading a geography book, not the Bible. She said, well, I was reading that there are some places in the ocean that man has never been, and there's nothing that could get them to the bottom of it. And I remember that's where he cast my sins. Hallelujah! He said, give me that geography book. And he gave her a cookbook. And he said, now you ain't going to shout on this. And before he could turn around, hallelujah! He said, now what are you talking about now? She said, I'm reading this recipe for a special kind of bread. And I remember Jesus said, I'm the bread that came down from heaven. Hallelujah! He took it. He said, okay, we're not even going to give you a book. We'll give you a map. She's looking at the map, and it says to get here, from here to here. Follow this. She said, hallelujah! He said, now wait a minute, I gave you a map. She said, yeah, but it tells me how to get from one place to another. And Jesus said, if I want to get from earth to heaven, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father. Hallelujah! Yeah. And he said, okay, you know what? One of the children left their ABC cards. So I'm just going to give you that. And you can't shout on that. She said, just hold on to him. Because he said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. So don't even give them to me. Hallelujah! Yeah, we need some folk that want to have some spontaneous praise. Yeah, you don't need a choir. Don't need a praise leader. Don't need it. All when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. How many planes have you ridden on and you're here tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Some people took their first plane ride. It was their last plane ride. But you're here with us tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at all the soldiers that were lost in Iraq and Afghanistan. But you're here tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I don't know, you ought to be thankful too, because the folk who went to bed last night didn't get up this morning, but you did. There were folk who went to bed in their right mind and woke up crazy as a sprayed roach this morning. You ought to be praising the Lord. Somebody lost all their money last night. Somebody lost their child. Somebody lost their wife. Somebody lost their husband. Somebody lost their job. Somebody lost their house. Somebody lost their health. And here you are sitting up in the assembly of God. You've got health and strength. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Got to give him the glory. And so last week, here's where we were. I'm going to go through the first 3 points that we covered very quickly. We said then, if you have an attitude of gratitude for God answering your importune prayer like Daniel, then you will be grateful for his person. So he starts off, his focus is on Yahweh. Remember, 5 times he said he. 1 time in 5 verses he said his. 2 times thou. Thee 3 times. So he says God and makes references to him about 14 times in 5 verses. And we've seen then the centrality of his person, the character of his person, his name, verse 19, we're in verse 19, and the continuity of his person, that is, forever and ever. And when you look at this thing, as New Testament saints, we know that Jesus demanded greater allegiance than any dictator. You know the difference? He deserves it and they don't. That's it, yeah. Yeah, then secondly, we saw we're grateful for his person, but we're grateful for his perception. He says that wisdom is his and his alone. So then this wisdom is God's omniscience. He knows everything. He's never matriculated in anybody's school. No one ever taught him anything.
What a God we serve, right? You're listening to Treasure Truth with pastor and author James Ford Jr. Today's message is called Praying with an Attitude of Gratitude. And how can we not be grateful when we think about the person of Jesus, what he's done for us, and how he's of greater value than anything or anyone else we could ever ask for? Well, God longs for a relationship with us, and maybe you feel him calling you right now. You know, whether you're a new believer or someone who's walked with Christ your whole life, he wants you to know him more intimately, and we've got a book that can help you gain that intimacy. It's a book that countless Christians have found beneficial in their spiritual walk. It's called The Pursuit of God by A.W. Tozer, and as one person put it, reading Tozer is like drinking at an oasis in the desert. When you're thirsting for more of God, this book is going to draw you into a deep and abiding relationship with your Creator. You can contact Moody Radio today with a gift of any amount, and we're going to send you The Pursuit of God with our thanks. Our number is 1-888-644-7660, or go online to treasuretruthradio.org. Now, The Pursuit of God is not a long book, but it's rich with some great insights, and you're not going to want to rush through it. So get a copy of this inspiring and really timeless devotional. Today is one of the last days that you can give a gift of any amount and request a copy. Ask for The Pursuit of God when you call 888-644-7660. Or again, come to our website, treasuretruthradio.org. Well, I'm Steve Hiller. Our producers are Amy Rios, Mark Bretta, and Nathan McMillan. Join us again next time as Pastor Ford returns with more on Praying with Gratitude here on Treasure Truth, a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.